This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour here on the DJV Experience. Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen with Victoria back on Monday. We'll be live on the air on the 4th on Independence Day to do our daily routine to help you understand. There's a credo here at Stefan Multimedia. I want you to go away from the radio. No, it doesn't sound right if I say it that way.
I know, I was getting ready to say, wait, what? Go away, people.
When you've left us for whatever time you have allotted to us each day, and perhaps you can expand on that if you'd like, because not only are we on live in the mornings, depending on where you are in the country or in the world, well, in the world, different, like in Guam, they're listening to us at night. In the early morning hours on the West Coast and in Hawaii, that's it, what is it? Actually midnight, I think, when we start in Hawaii, and through the day. But you can listen to, the point here is that you can listen to what's going on in the program if you're really love Jennifer. You can tune in on TuneIn Radio if you just search for Doug Steffen Now. There are a number of Doug Steffen channels. They're all legit, but some of them deal with some of the older programs. So specifically, if you want to know what we are doing and talking about today, that's where you go to Doug Steffen Now to listen to some of the other hours of the program that you may not be able to listen to live for whatever the reason, okay? Wow. It's pretty scary when you think about all the people who are out there, Jennifer. Scary. How easily scared are you? I don't think I've ever asked you that question. You know a lot about me. I don't like going to creepy crawly movies. I don't read books that scare me. I don't do anything that knowingly will scare me, even though I do scary things.
According it's real to some. Life that's anyway. It's real life that scares me more than
really?
Going
How
to
so?
Yeah. Well, you know, thinking of scenarios in my life, I have more anxiety over my life. I can see scary movies all day long and be like, eh, okay.
Really? I mean, I can't. Well, so do you think you limit yourself because you, I think
no.
you live a big life, frankly. I wouldn't
do.
Have thought that you scare particularly.
I challenge myself
easily.
Constantly. I mean, believe me, I have a lot of fears and anxieties that probably like we all do that
yeah.
are residing in the back
do.
Of my head. But.
Yep.
Yeah, I realized a couple weeks ago that I'm kind of a, yeah, I push it. I push myself out of my comfort zone, which
mm-hmm.
I think
is that healthy? Good for you?
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Kara, what do to get yourself out of your normal slot, whatever that slot is? What do you do to challenge yourself? If you ever have fears, do you deal with them? Because there's a lot of fear-based thinking in the world, and I'm hoping that people will. Sort of my philosophy is that you give yourself a chance, move yourself out. And people then say, oh, okay, well, you don't go to scary movies. What are you afraid of? I just don't like
well,
them.
Well, yeah, it depends. See, scary movies, it doesn't matter if you go and see them or not because they don't actually have any impact on your life or what you're able to do. So they scare you.
Can't
so,
sleep.
Yeah, well, that's true. So, but if there are things that scare you in your real life and they're holding you back from doing something, then it makes more sense to challenge yourself to go and do those because it's mm-hmm. going to actually impact your life and, you know, what you're able to do and how much fun you have and all this other stuff. Whereas, like, I don't ever see scary movies. I hate jump scares. I don't like gory stuff. There's just, like, no point because I'm the kind of person, like, you get freaked out. Like, you wouldn't see Guardians of the Galaxy because you think that has creepy crawly stuff. Like, that movie is really fun to me, so that doesn't freak me out. But with scary movies, I'm the kind of person that closes my eyes, and then I turn to the person next to me, and I'm like, what happened? What happened? I closed my eyes. I couldn't watch it, but what happened?
Yeah.
And I know that's really annoying to a lot of people, so that's why I don't go to see them. But, I don't know. As far as real life stuff, what I do to, you know, get past anxiety, it really depends. You know, I used to hate talking on the phone to people all the time, yeah. and I would put it off because I just, I don't know. I
really?
Don't like talking to people all that much.
Huh.
And it's something that really irritates me about myself. So it gets to a point where normally I'll, like, freak out about it, and then eventually I'll just get so annoyed at myself for being anxious that I'll just be like, oh, whatever, and I'll do it. And then, of course, in the end, it's not really a big deal at all, and I should have just faced it and done it, you know, way earlier.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it depends, too. If I'm with a group of people and everyone is nervous to do something, then I'm normally the person that steps up and says, this is stupid, why are we all avoiding doing this? Just let's just do it. Woo, let's do it.
Well, it's very interesting to get a definition of fear. I do things that scare the hell out of people, and I don't know, it doesn't scare me at all, because it's all relative. Last night, I was running from the hospital to the vet hospital where Millie was to check on her, and it was about 9:30, quarter of 10 at night, and I'm on Route 128, which merges a couple of different roads together, and I'm doing about 95. And it's a windy, sort of curvy, four-lane highway, but I'm moving. And I do this, I find myself often, especially in this car because it's so fast, I got away from it for a while, but now I've been, maybe it's because I had slower cars. I drove an old Mercedes diesel for a couple of years, and that slowed me right down. But now I'm back into a fast car. And, you know, I have, when people are with me in the car, there's usually only one person that I have as a passenger, and she gets, you know, she'll either, I get myself into tight situations when I'm driving, and she'll say, oh my God, what are you, and then, I'll say, what are you worried about? Because it doesn't seem like there's anything there that's a compromise. But I'm looking at it from my seat. I'm not looking at it from her seat.
Well, yeah,
the same as with other people.
You know that you have control over the situation,
right.
And her as the passenger, she is not able
to watch.
She's not able to tell if your foot is on the brake and if you can see the headlights above. But yeah, when my mom's in the car, I drive probably a lot slower than I do otherwise. But you know,
does your mother correct your driving now? Kara, you shouldn't be over in the right-hand lane.
No, she doesn't correct, but she's the kind that, like, grabs onto the door.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, white-knuckle. Oh,
yeah,
I love that,
too.
Yeah, it's always, it irritates me, because she doesn't say anything, but I can see her.
Now, I can see your mother doing that, Jennifer.
Come on, Mom.
Oh, yeah,
I can absolutely see your mother.
She grips
the
handle.
It is funny, though, thinking about what scares other people versus what scares you, because, you know, we talked about this a couple months ago. I mentioned how I like to go to concerts by myself. Or, you know, if I don't have anyone to go with, then I'll just go to dinner by myself or something like that. And I think for a lot of women, that's something that they just don't do. Like, they feel like women go to the bathroom together. Women do all this stuff together because they're like, who wants to go with me? I can't go by myself. And I never, you're like, Jen and Victoria congratulated me on being able to, you know, go to the movie by myself if I want to. And it's just funny because I never thought of that as something to be like, I'm accomplished at doing things by myself. But I guess it is nice that I never let that fear of, like, being by myself and not having anyone to talk to hold me back.
Well, the idea here is to face your fears and do something about it, because fears, if you let them take over, can be very debilitating. And fear-based thinking is never right. You always make the wrong decision when you make it out of fear, in my experience, even though I made and probably still do make decisions out of fear. It's not the best way to make decisions. Think about how you make your decisions. Did you decide to go on vacation to some place because you were afraid you wouldn't have enough money to do something that you really want to do? But yet, if you thought it through, you could really make that vacation, that dream that you want to really do, you could make it happen if you stopped doing something else. And it's just all in perspective. So, food for thought. DJV time, 14 past the hour. Here's some very important food for thought. One scoop of Super Beets in a smoothie or water, and you are all set. So, Kara, have you had your Super Beets yet today?
I have. Can't you tell that's why I'm so active and alive?
Woo! Yeah. I just took one of the Neo 40. I tend to not drink the Super Beets while I'm on the air. Jennifer doesn't. She does them later in the afternoon.
I do. Mid-afternoon slump for me is the worst.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
I super beat up around 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, I don't do it. I take a nap instead.
Oh, so jealous.
I pull over if I'm in the truck. Like yesterday afternoon, I was running from one place to another, and it just hit me like a wave. So I pulled over in the truck, and I put the seat back for 20 minutes and took a nap. But I've taken my Super Beats already, and with me, maybe they flush out after 8 or 10 hours. And I find myself in the morning now doing the Neo 40, which is part of, you can, when you go to DougLikesBeats.com and you order Super Beats, you can also see in their other product list, there is a thing called Neo 40. It's a capsule that has the same amount of Super Beats in it as a scoopful. And you put it in your mouth and it's immediately absorbed into your system. It dissolves and you get that energy that's so healthy, that feels so good. It's all about your body converting nitric oxide that comes from the beets. These are non-GMO beets that are raised by farmers that are doing nothing. Miles and miles of beets. They grow them, they cook them, then they powder them and put them in their canister. And they're one scoop equals three beets. And that's enough to open up. With the nitrate deficiency, open up your arteries to get the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all of the microvessels in your body, so that you have blood keeping you healthy and alive and your immune system working. This is the best way for you to maintain good positive blood pressure and also to maintain that the flow of life. Blood flow is the flow of life. You'll feel the energy. You'll feel the stamina. You'll feel so much better. You want to feel that way. I know you do. So sign yourself up at DougLikesBeats.com. That's DougLikesBeats.com for Super Beats. 30-day supply comes free with your first order. You can ask them about the book. You get the results because this product is guaranteed. You should feel good. You will feel good or you get your money back. And, hey, they've been in business a long time. They sold millions of canisters of this stuff, so they must be doing something right. People don't send it back because it works. They keep reordering. And you can reorder at 800-655-4183 or get your first order at 800-655-4183 or just go online for new or used, as it were. New or reorders at DougLikesBeats.com.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
With Quicken Loans, the outdated and complicated mortgage process is a thing of the past. Our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Take your mortgage to the next level and call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. No matter how you prefer to work with us, we've got what you need to get you through the mortgage process with ease. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination, and for the third year in a row, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so let's see what we have here. The new Oxford English Dictionary is out, Jen.
Yes.
And there's a new last word in the dictionary spelled Z Y Z Z Y Y A.
Wait.
Zyziva.
Huh? Z, spell it again.
Z-Y-Z-Z-Y-V-A.
Oh, good God.
This is a tropical weevil that's native to South America, where it replaces zythum, an ancient Egyptian malt beer, as the final entry in the Oxford English Dictionary. Name was coined in the U.S. by an entomologist named Thomas Lincoln Casey. So that's the story of the Z-Y-Z-Z-Y-V-A.
Good thing it's so easy
weevil
to pronounce, because I talk about weevils a lot, so.
Yeah. Zyziva. Yes, I think I'm saying some baby's going to get named this.
Yeah.
Hey, Zaziba, uh-huh. Come on in for dinner. It's 21 after the hour.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
How do you introduce Kelly Clarkson in a way that's different from, here's the great singer Kelly Clarkson. How about mom of two, Kelly Clarkson, following up her best-selling debut book, River Rose and the Magical Lullaby, with this year's sequel, River Rose and the Magical Christmas. She's 35. She felt it was right to return to the River Rose series, especially when her daughter, who's three, loves Christmas. Clarkson said she's at such a fun age. There's a video of her posted on Twitter this week. She just gets so excited about it. I thought it'd be fun for her to read this book. So if you want to know, the book actually, Jennifer, touches on Christmas Eve and River Rose deciding to stay up all night waiting to deliver her letter to Santa Claus. Before she knows it, however, she and her dog fall asleep, swept up on a magical adventure to the North Pole. River Rose. What's the origin of this? Was this her creation, the River Rose?
Yeah, well, River Rose, is that's her actual daughter's name, right?
Right, oh, that's it? The daughter's name.
Yeah, oh, so okay. She's writing a story, and I guess the main character is supposed to be her daughter, which is, I think that's really cute. That's going to be awesome for her to grow up and be able to read these books that are about her.
They're about her. Yeah, good. That's kind of sweet. Nice. Are they good? Have anybody looked at them, actually, to see if they're any good?
I haven't read them, but I imagine. I mean, Kelly Clarkson's very creative, and it's a good way to expand.
Likeable. I think she's likable. That's how I describe it.
Of course.
Likeable. Anyway, this new River Rose book hits the shelves for Christmas on... Oh, wait. Come on. Watch out your mother. So, we're talking about Christmas already?
Already.
It's the second time today.
I know. You were going to talk about... You were talking about New Year's earlier.
God,
what's going on?
All right, other musical news in this portion of this hour of the DJV Experience, focusing on the Backstreet Boys, who are planning a tour with the Spice Girls, or the spin-off group for the Spice Girls called Gem. So who's going to be in this? Which of the Spice Girls is in Gem? And why do they call it Gem?
What? Good question.
It's three of them. I think it's Ginger Spice, Baby Spice, and Scary Spice. I don't think Sporty or Posh are going to be a part of it.
Really?
Good, so they're good ones.
But yeah, I guess they were the best characters, but I still think that Sporty Spice has the best voice.
Really? So Nick Carter and the Backstreet Boys say they have talked about a joint tour. I've had a conversation with Scary Spice and Emma. And we've talked about it. We're open to doing a tour with them. So how would this be? How would this set with their fans? Jen, what do you think?
Oh, I think people would love this. Are you kidding? The Backstreet Boys have been trying to reinvent themselves a bit with their Vegas show, and I think that's worked out really well for them. They also did a little bit of touring with Florida Georgia Line, the country group, so I think this would be a great thing for them.
Yeah, and the Spice Girls, I think the last time they got together was for the London Olympics in 2012. They all performed together, and that was all five of them, and people lost it. People went, but they were so excited. I was so excited about it, so I think people, like, there's still a ton of love for the Spice Girls. So, and a lot of people still really love the Backstreet Boys. Like, there's just a ton of nostalgia. So, I would go.
Isn't Nick Carter the host of the boy band show?
Yeah.
The talent show?
Look with the boy Baby band. Spice, by the way.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, so that's why they're talking about it. Got it. All right, let's see. What else have we got here? Oh, Pharrell Williams in the news. This is such a fabulous thing. This guy.
It's a great song.
I can never get enough of this song. If you want to get excited again, Pharrell's working on a new album with Ariana Grande and Justin Timberlake.
Ah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. He's a singer. He's a producer. A lot of people think he's one of the best producers around. He says, I got to work. I have so much work to do. I got lots of people wanting me to do so many records. Ariana Grande's album is amazing. Justin Timberlake album is amazing.
You know, and Pharrell apparently worked on Justified with Justin Timberlake. He produced that album, and I think that's one of Justin Timberlake's best work ever.
There's no question that Pharrell Williams has got what it takes. 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Although it may occur at any time of the year, heat stroke is particularly prevalent as the weather turns warmer, like now. Heat stroke occurs when the environment becomes too hot and too humid for your pet's natural temperature control mechanisms to work. Here's some symptoms I want you to know, so in case you look at your dog or your cat, you can tell. Excessive panting, vomiting, diarrhea, elevated body temperature, hot, dry skin, pale lips, gums collapse, and coma. If you notice those signs, here's some things you need to do right away. Remove the pet from the hot environment to a shady, cool place. Lower your pet's body temperature with cool water. If at all possible, place him in front of a fan to speed up the cooling process, and gently massage his legs and his body. And if your pet is conscious, let him drink a little bit of water at a time. But the most important thing to remember, even if it looks like he's feeling better, even if he looks like he's up and at him again, get him to a veterinarian right away to make sure there's no lasting damage. But the most important thing to remember, if it's hot outside, keep your dog at home. That's the safest thing you can do. All more next time.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buy Ford now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Busy half hour here on the DJB Experience, so let's get at it. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Let's see if we can get through some biz news, some food news, and some sport news, as it were. Let's start with the money and business. Looking at some of the current laws, Jen, unless they are changed, individual income tax collections will increase by almost 10%. In the next fiscal year, which starts on October 1st, the data yesterday from the Congressional Budget Office shows that we'll collect $958 billion more next year, but we still are going to be in debt by we're going to increase the debt by almost $1 trillion. The spending was started with George Bush when he borrowed all that money. He didn't, the country did. For the war in Iraq, and we haven't been able to get out of that hole since. When Bill Clinton left office, things were even Steven. September 11th comes along, then the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and during the Bush years, the first 3 years, we borrowed $3 trillion. And then Obama came in. What a disaster that was. $1 trillion. It's basically been, since George Bush started it in 2003. But, I mean, we spent a lot of money after September 11th. So it started then. And about $1 trillion on average, a little over $1 trillion a year we borrow. We spend, listen, I mean, think about this for a second. Good God. We borrow almost $1 trillion more every year on average than we take in. And by the way, this year we'll take in $3.4 trillion in taxes. So that's $1.5 trillion in individual income taxes, $1.2 in payroll taxes, and $300 or $400 billion in corporate income taxes, and another $3-4 billion in other taxes. This is nuts. And we're spending it on war and the military machine and things like that. It's obscene how much money we spend. It really is. It's absolutely obscene. Something, I just wanted you to have that food for thought so you know where your tax dollars are going. Some of you are not even cognizant of it. You don't look at your pay stubs. You don't know how much money you're paying in taxes unless you're a small business person. But woof. I bet you know how much you're paying, Jennifer, in taxes. Kara, do you know how much you're paying in taxes?
If I had to give you an exact amount right now and how exactly it's divided up, no, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jennifer?
I wouldn't tell you the exact amount, but I know it, what about the percentage. And, you know, I always think of our friend Rich McFadden, who has always said if people, when they were given their paycheck, actually had to get the full paycheck and then they had to actually write a check to the government and pay for their taxes, people would go bananas. There'd be a revolution.
Yeah. And nobody really, until the pork book comes out, just for taxes are due, the money's due in April, people look at it and we laugh about how much money is wasted, the abuse, the fraud, the corruption, but we don't do anything about it. We're building ourselves a sinking ship. It's incredible. All right, let's see what else in the biz world. My hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, headquarters of Staples, all the buzz yesterday because a private equity firm, basically a hedge fund, has bought Staples for about almost $7 billion. The idea is to get them into a different kind of business because they, you know, people are buying online and people are using computers. They don't use much paper, that kind of stuff. Shopping patterns are different. So they're buying different things. They don't need a lot of toner and that kind of stuff. And besides, what Staples charges for toner is obscene. Anyway, it's crazy versus what you get online. And last year, Staples lost $1 billion. I can't keep that up very long. So this new company, which owns other stores like Talbot's and Limited, Nine West, those sort of chains, this is a real estate play in part for them because they love to own these companies. Most of these hedge funds like to buy companies. They may not know the business, but they like the leases they have in malls. So this sort of, think about that. There's this worry or concern about whether malls are going to stay afloat because people are buying more online, but yet these big hedge funds are buying. What do they know that we don't know? They got to know something because they're spending a lot of money.
Yeah, they're not doing that for their health. That's
no.
For sure.
They're buying up these leases. They're buying up the property. Kmart, Sears, all those transactions are all about the land and the leases. And this is basically a lease play, too. These people don't know anything about running that kind of a business. They don't know anything about that kind of thing. You know, they'll have hopefully somebody that'll do it because Staples is a great American name. But whew, and it means a lot, frankly, to the economy of my community. All right, let's see. What else have we got here? A British supermarket in the market to try to beat Amazon when it comes to self-driving grocery deliveries. Oh, my God. Ah, here we go again. Company is called Ocado, O-C-A-D-O. Jen?
Yep.
They have no stores, but they deliver food directly from warehouses to the people in London and around England who want to see the British buy every day. They don't buy and put in the refrigerator, buy once a week, and make all their food. No, they every day. So this is a delivery company. Now, I'm sort of surprised. I didn't realize how far advanced they were when it came to self-driving cars in England. Man, I don't want to be around any self-driving cars in England. Whew. So this fellow that runs the tech arm of Ocado says there are times when people will want their delivery brought to the kitchen table. The average person, now this is something, think about this. Think about you and your buying habits, all right? When you go to the grocery store, the average American, the average European buys 50 things. Think about that the next time you go to the grocery store.
About right, I think.
Is that about right for you?
Sometimes 50, if I'm doing a big shop, sure.
Yeah, 50 different things. So let's say you're coming in from the airport and you want a couple of things. You don't have them at home. You call this number. You go online. You order bananas and apples and pears and fruit, whatever you want. And it's there waiting for you when you get home.
Yeah.
You're on your way from the airport. I need these things at my house. It's delivered to your back door in a half an hour. That's what
you're talking to.
I mean,
I use Amazon Fresh. I don't ever really go to the grocery store anymore. I have
really?
My groceries delivered.
I like to
so
go to the grocery store. Frankly.
I do too, but I don't have a lot of time. I mean, and so yeah. The question is, do I want to have an hour at home or do I want to spend my only hour a day grocery shopping?
Yeah.
And the answer is typically, I want to go home.
Yeah. I want to go home. Home. Okay. So from that, the adjustment, the move into the food business, we have some food news here, including the question, would you like anything else with that? And an answer might be, how about fecal bacteria?
Oh, no.
So
never asked for that.
There has been a study of iced coffee drinks at the three major coffee chains, and the report is not good. The varying levels of bacteria in iced drinks from Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts and what's the other? I'm missing it now. There's another one of these coffee. But
Coffee Bean.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Or Pete's, places like that. Anybody can, you know, you go buy these things. A spokesman for Starbucks said, we were disappointed with the findings. Duh. Oh, no, I think it would be great to have fecal bacteria in my drinks. Mm. The presence of fecal bacteria, which causes diarrhea, could be a sign that there are nastier germs present as well. Where there is fecal bacteria, there are other germs.
There is fun. Oh.
Yes, there are noroviruses and salmonella, E. coli, all that good stuff. Listeria, yum! So only, I pass this along not to ruin your love of iced coffee or whatever it is you're getting in the summertime, but maybe you should be.
I can top you. I mean, well, I can't top you, but I can play along.
Go ahead.
I just read a story yesterday about the number of insects that are in a cup of coffee. So if you are a coffee drinker and you drink coffee every single day, I think you get like 106,000 insects per year if you drink coffee every day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is it just because they're mixed in with the beans?
Yes.
Or,
oh. Yes.
Well, and you know, that's protein that's supposed to be good for you, right?
If you're, now, here's something that you're not thinking about. Those of you who drink coffee, this is a good reason for you to quit your coffee and take Super Beets. Because the coffee beans now, depending on where they're grown, are getting sprayed with that good stuff from Monsanto that everybody loves. That makes everybody healthier and live longer, right? No. So that's something else to be aware of. I'm not trying to spoil your day, folks. But I'm just telling you. Here's something that will make your day. Krispy Kreme donuts. They have now come out with the, I suppose, depending on your point of view, the best or the worst donut they've ever come out with. It's the fattiest. It's the ugliest. It's the heaviest. It's the worst for you, but it looks awful good. It's like eating a piece of cake.
Come on,
that's
what's
all
on
the donut
it?
Is.
Now, God, you're, my anticipation is growing and growing. What is it? What's on it?
Well, just look. All you do is Google. Google it. You'll see the way they pile stuff on it. I can't. I'm sort of describing it, but I'm not better.
What's the donut called?
The old business about a picture's worth a thousand words. It's really something.
Do we know what the donut's called?
It's called the Big Ugly Donut. I'm not sure exactly what
the
it is.
The Big Ugly, huh?
No, it's not called the Big Ugly Donut. Now you're going to make me, you're forcing me, look at this, how I'm using my
Well, I want to know why it's,
going,
why it's different than a regular donut.
Yeah, me too. Come on.
It's very, I'm now in my history of my email trying to find the...
I don't think he anticipated us asking questions.
You were just going to tell us that there was a big donut.
There's this big donut. Let me not tell you anything about it. Except
wait a minute. Don't get cute.
Yeah, Kara and I are like ready to go order some. Like, give us the scoop. Give us the details.
Mm-hmm. Why is it I'm not finding this as easily as I thought I was going to find it? All right, just anyway, Google...
Hold on
a second.
I Googled Krispy Kreme Big Ugly, so let me tell you, that didn't bring anything up. Didn't it? No, not Big Ugly.
Really? New Krispy Kreme donut. You got to spell it right. Did you spell it with a K?
I did.
The only thing I see is the fanciest donut of all time.
Yeah, that's
it.
Oh,
look at
that. Yeah, look at it. I'm telling you. Huh?
Let's see. Krispy Kreme, remember those ultra premium coffee, but okay.
Ooh,
well,
it's got strawberries and...
Belgian white chocolate and honeycomb toffee.
Hooked, folks, right?
Huh. Yeah.
There's one that has like a little champagne thing on top. Was it champagne infused? The magic unicorn donut?
This one looks pretty good. Red berry drizzle yeast donut filled with raspberry jam, topped with cream cheese frosting, finished with biscuit pieces and fresh strawberries, plus a drizzle of red berry coulée and and lacy crepe crumbs.
All right, see, I told you.
Wait, what about this one? Okay, the magic unicorn donut has multicolored frosting on it, gets dunked in purple icing, and then it gets piped on top with a swirl of purple, white, and blue cream and edible glitter. Yep.
I'm on it. That's the one I want.
There you go.
Extra frosting, extra glitter, please.
Hold those pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. Tim Hortons getting ready to release a new donut in honor of Canada's 150th anniversary. That's July 1st, tomorrow. Available for $1.49. Tim Hortons around America, all over the place, but it is a Canadian company. The donut will be a honey-dipped donut topped with potato wedges, gravy, and cheese curds.
It's poutine
awful.
On top of it, which I know people really, really love.
What's
poutine? Well, that's what it's gravy. So basically in Canada, it's French fries with gravy on top with cheese curds. And I think that sounds okay with French fries, but I don't get it with a donut.
Yeah.
Ugly.
I think they missed the bus on
this
one.
By the way, these Krispy Kreme donuts are only available at one place in London.
Really?
Oh, come on. I guess we're all taking a trip to the UK then.
All right. Let's talk sports news here. Bobby Bonilla, retirement. He gets paid till 2035. Jennifer, what's the story here?
Yeah.
54 years old. He hasn't played ball for 16 years, but he's getting a million.
He gets paid till 2035. This is a big story.
Why?
Big money. Yeah. So tomorrow marks the funniest day of the sports year, as it's the day when Bobby Bonilla, who's 54, who hasn't played professional baseball in 16 years and hasn't played for the Mets in 18 years, will be paid over $1 million.
$1.1 million.
By the New York Mets. They will pay him every July 1st until 2035 as part of a deferred contract that the Mets negotiated, terrible deal, with Bonilla after the 1999 season. So instead of paying him $5.9 million that year, the Mets now actually owe Bonilla almost $30 million over the course of the deferred contract. What a smart move by his agent.
Yeah.
The story goes that Bobby Bonilla was coming up on the last year of his contract, which would have paid him $5.9 million for the 2000 season. But the Mets decided to buy Bonilla out of that contract to free up some money to improve the team immediately. The deal was that Bonilla wouldn't receive any money right away, but that from 2011 to 2035, every year on July 1st, Bonilla would get paid almost $1.2 million. Crazy. Mm-hmm. The Mets did make it to the World Series, by the way, in 2000. But looking at the cons of that deal, they will end up paying Bonilla $29.8 million for that season when all is said and done. Crazy.
Smart. Good deal. All right, Jennifer, good job on that. And we've got, look at all the information you got in the last half hour. New donuts. God, didn't find that anywhere else. And how much money we're paying in taxes? You need a donut after that. It's kind of settling your stomach. It's 10 before the hour.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer. 1 gallon ready to use. Now just $8.97. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, and it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Plus, Ace has grill experts to make sure you get the right grill, whether you're looking for gas, charcoal, wood pellet, or ceramic. And right now, get the right grill delivered right to your house. Now through the 4th, hurry in and buy any grill $3.99 and up, and we'll assemble and deliver it free, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, now 53 after the hour. Yeah, get your motor running. Bung, 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 bung. Get out on the highway. We're going to talk about cars with Nick Miles, who visits with us from ourautoexpert.com, one of the country's most successful innovators when it comes to examining, understanding, reviewing cars. So the information you will get here with him every week will be hopefully a positive way for you to make decisions on what you're buying, how you're taking care of your car, that sort of thing, what's your car personality. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking when you buy a car, you purchase a new car, have you considered your personality? Here's Andrew Stevens with some food for thought.
With so many cars on the market, how do you find the perfect one? According to James Bell with Kia Motors, to determine the best model for you, you'll have to do an inventory of your lifestyle, your location, and your driving habits.
I'm asked all the time, James, what's the right car for me to buy? Well, the only way to know that answer is take a look at your lifestyle. I know crossovers and SUVs are all the rage these days, but there's a good chance there's a beautiful sedan going to meet your needs even better and have plenty of room for your friends and your stuff.
Bell suggests to have in mind the area of the country you live in and the weather conditions.
Live in an area with snow or rain, then maybe an all-wheel drive option is the right thing for you. And last, look at your driving habits. Long commute, stop-and-go traffic, then the interior is going to be an important thing because you're going to be spending a lot of time there. So this Kia Optima, it's a perfect choice. Beautiful interior, easy to use, and fantastic deals to be had at your local Kia dealer.
Check out the special deals going on right now at your local Kia dealer. For more information, visit Kia.com. Now you're in the know from Kia.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time.
When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Did I say Nick Mills? I used to have a guy work for me when I was running a news radio station, Nick, in Boston. He did my mornings. His name was Nick Mills. And I think I may have said Nick Mills instead of Nick Miles. Did I? Did you hear me say Nick Mills?
I don't know. Usually they just say, hey, you English guy. So I'm happy you get close.
Nick Mills is not here. Nick Miles is from ourautoexpert.com. Okay, so I'm looking at your website, and I found a couple of things that really tweaked my interest. Now, I'm an upscale car buyer and user, so this may not be for everybody, but as I look at the, you're reviewing the new Rover Discovery. I've had 14 Land Rovers of different sizes and shapes since 1994. I've liked them. I've loved them. I have not liked them. the old series that went away in 2002, frankly, I think I've had a couple of sports recently, but I'm driving a long wheelbase full-size Rover, and I like it a lot. It's one of the best cars I think I've ever driven, and I've had a lot of good cars. But I don't understand what they're doing with this Discovery. The old Discovery, the box, the LR4s, were great cars, very convenient, a lot of room in them. This thing looks just like a sport. Am I wrong or right? What are they trying to do?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And first of all, the first thing you should know about the brand new Land Rover Discovery is it doesn't photograph well. I was very uncomfortable when I first saw pictures of it revealed in London a few years ago. But when I saw the real thing, it looks much better in the flesh, as many things in our lives do. The thing that they had to do with this car, and you'll know this because you've owned them and you've driven them, is they had to get the gas mileage better. And that's one of the things in the Land Rovers where people just weren't willing to go with 10 or 12 miles a gallon anymore, even when gas was cheap. So Land Rover worked really hard on putting their new Discovery in a wind tunnel and getting the shape right. Now, the shape looks a little different. I do love the boxy one, too, and I've got a 2002 sitting in my very own garage, just a few feet from me. But they had to get rid of that boxy shape because it just didn't work with the fuel consumption.
I just told you I drove a full-size Rover with a turbo and that 500 horsepower engine. If I get 10 to 12 miles to a gallon, I'd probably be fortunate. So I don't know what they're talking about when it comes to these things, but I don't see, doesn't it look just like a sport? To me, it looks just like the sport.
It does have that feeling, but
what's
I'll tell
the difference?
You get up.
Why would you buy one of these versus a sport? Why would you do it?
One of the things is the sport is much more smaller, but the big new Discovery is actually a true 7-seater, 3-row.
Really?
The engineer, Andrew, is actually 6'4", and he fits in the back. So, But luxury cars are all the rage, my friend. That's where we're going.
Yeah, and remind me next week to talk to you about the Indian motorcycle, which I see, and there's another fabulous story to that. And I do want to talk about why people buy cars that they do. Lots of things.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.